In the 1820s, a famous surgeon called Dr. Robert Knox gave classes in anatomy in Edinburgh. They were very popular with students, but required a constant supply of cadavers or bodies for dissection. The problem was that these could only legally be obtained from executed criminals. And as the number of executions was falling rapidly, there was a great shortage. Knox began buying cadavers from two Irishmen, William Burke and William Hare. He later claimed that he asked no questions about where these bodies had mysteriously appeared from. Burke and Hare started by stealing bodies from graves in local cemeteries. When this supply ran out, they resolved the shortage by creating new corpses. With the help of Hare's sister Margaret and one Helen MacDougall, they went on to murder 18 people in 12 months. All the corpses ended on Dr. Knox's dissecting tables. The murderers were finally caught in strange circumstances. Burke's lodgers came home one night to find Burke with a woman called Maggie Doherty. They had never seen her before, and the next morning she disappeared. The lodgers, Anne and James Gray, were suspicious and began searching Burke's rooms. They found Miss Doherty's body under his bed and went to the police. During a sensational court case, the criminals turned against each other. Hare gave evidence against Burke, who was hanged. Hare was forced to leave Edinburgh, but Knox escaped punishment. 3 years after the trial, an Anatomy Act was introduced to control the supply of cadavers. Knox moved to London, where he died in 1862.